And let's continue on today's PM Sports page. It's now time for our Volleyball Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Sigourney's Brooke Wachter. Brooke, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
Thank you.
So, Brooke, let's kind of talk about your season as a whole. You're coming off a big win on Monday. You swept English Valleys. Your overall outlook of the season and how your team's progressing the last couple weeks.
We had a good first win against Pekin. We went into five, and that was a big win for us. And then we kind of had some losses against the better teams in our conference, but that's out of the way. So we have, like, all of our – the rest of the conference we think we got under control, and we'll be able to do good. And we've, like, gotten better as the season has gone, even though volleyball is a super fast sport, but it's gotten better.
Very good. With that in mind, both team, personal, we'll start with team. What are some team goals that your team is trying to set out now that we're really pushing the home stretch of the season?
I'm for sure we want to finish at least middle to top half of our conference. We've only lost, like, two of the major conference games against Iowa Valley and Belle Plaine, but we want to finish out, like, stronger the rest of the year and win the rest of our games.
And some personal goals that you set out for this season?
I think one of my personal goals is to be able to just, when I'm playing all the way around, just do everything I can to help us and get as many kills as I can for us. And I just want us to win. That's about it.
Very good. It's been good thus far, leading the team in that category. Well, Brooke, of course, you are a senior. That means, you know, you've played in the past, but this being your last go-around. Specifically, what is your leadership style you bring to your team?
I think the thing I'm best at is my talking. I like to be loud and obnoxious sometimes on the court, but I think I bring everyone together and to have, like, it's not just serious all the time and we can have fun together. And I think, like, I've played all 4 years. I know how, like, it all works, so I can, like, help everybody figure things out easier.
Kind of the energizer of the team. Very good. Well,
yeah.
Well, Brooke, with that, your coach, Chris Carter, talk about maybe her philosophy and what do you like about her as a coach?
Well, I've obviously played all 4 years, but outside of volleyball, she coached us when we were younger in basketball, and she's one of my friend's parents, so, like, I'm always around her, but her coaching style is just great. She always knows, like, what to do, or, like, she's always there to help us, and she, like, doesn't play favorites. She plays, like, if you're there all summer working hard, she gets in, like, who works hard and stuff, and I like that about her.
Well, Brooke, I want to get away from volleyball a little bit. Of course, you're on that state softball team, a tremendous run it was to the semifinals, and that was a crazy game in the semifinals. Looking back on the season, have you had time to really appreciate what your team did? And just how did it feel to go on such that postseason run deep in the state playoffs?
It was so fun since, like, no team has done that since, I don't even know, a long time ago. And it was such a fun time, especially that 1 o'clock game, even though we should have won. It was just a fun experience, and hopefully we get the chance to do it again next year and go farther.
That was a late night. Went into 1 o'clock and then had to get up early the next morning. The rain, that was, I'm sure, a lot of fun over there, and looking to continue as you mentioned. Well, Brooke, some other sports you're in, of course, the two right there. You're also involved in track and basketball. A little fun one. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, gosh. Probably basketball, just because, sure. Like, I don't know. It's so long, and it's always been my favorite since I was little. I don't know why.
Just something about the game that draws you in. Very good. Nothing wrong with that. Well, as we mentioned, you are a senior. At the end of graduation, do you have plans of what you want to do next year?
Okay, I think that I want to go to DMAC and major in dental hygiene, and I'm still not sure about playing softball yet. I haven't decided, but it's been in the back of my mind.
Very good. What dental hygiene? That's pretty unique. What really inspired you to want to go that route?
I don't know. It's like something about helping people, and I guess it's not like nursing, but it's just, I don't know, something about it. I just think it's fun.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, so away from sports and all that stuff, when you're not doing all those activities, what can you find yourself doing in your free time?
I'm normally just hanging out with friends, and we're always doing something with sports, so we never really have a break from that.
Right.
I guess I just like being with my friends, and yeah.
Brooke, of course, this is a homecoming week. The football team has the game this Friday, but that comes with a lot of festivities. What's your favorite part about homecoming?
I think it's the dress-up days and how all the classes just have so much fun. And we go do float building and the parade, and it's just a huge ordeal. And we have boom night, and that's always fun with our skits. It's just so fun.
What's the dress-up days that you like this year?
Well, today's red carpet day. Thursday is probably my favorite, and it's movie character day, and one of me and my friends were doing Woody and Jesse off of Toy Story.
Always a classic.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, last question before I let you go, Brooke. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. What are some of your core values?
I think that being honest is one of the, like, that ties in with sports. You're outside of sports, everything. You just have to be honest about everything, and it'll get you far in life. And I think that working hard always helps you out no matter what you do in life.
Well, Brooke, congratulations once again on being this week's Athlete of the Week.
Thank you. Good luck
the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That was Sigourney's own Brooke Wachter joining us as this week's Volleyball Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, a multi-sport standout over at Sigourney. Best of luck to Brooke and her teammates the rest of the way. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more of the PM Sports page right after this.